Morning, everybody. Thanks, Lydia, for reading that out to us. Well, as has already been explained to you this morning is a special service because this is where we hold a graduation for those young people who have been through what we call the Connect course. And if you, at the end of the service, you're going to get a copy of Pastor's printout. And at this time of year, I've written a little article in there that says, "Where have you been?" Because the question I get asked the most at this time of year is, most people don't see me on a Sunday morning. And they think that I've gone somewhere else or I'm just having a lie in. The reality is that Andrew and myself and Tanya are quite often upstairs during the service here, working with a group of young people who are making the step from being in Ignite, which is where the youth meet on a Sunday morning and start with a sausage butty. That's the way to start church, folks. But anyway, and if you want to start cooking 300 sausages, bless you. But they're making the step from being in there, which is still part of church, to joining everybody in here. And finding out and answering the question, which many of us will ask at some point in our lives, where do I belong? Where does God want me to be? And I don't know if you've ever actually asked yourself that question or not. But we all want to know there's a place where we know we belong. That we are part of something. Whether it's family, whether it's a group of friends, whether it's our own home, in the workplace, we all want to know we belong. And that in some way we can help make a difference. And that's a lot of what the Connect course is about, but you'll be hearing about that a bit more later on. One of the other things we try to do with the Connect course as well, and the reason you've done the autograph squares, is to try and find out more about people and find out about people in the Bible. But also find out about how God can equip us to be the people he created us to be all that we can be, so that we don't just feel we belong, but that we actually know we have a place where we can help serve and be part of this community that we call church. I wonder, do you know who the first two people in the Bible that God specifically poured out his spirit on for a specific task? Does anybody know, and Connect Course cannot answer this question because they covered it, who those were? Neil. Close. It was Bezalel and Oholiab. Okay. I think one of them was from the place called Uri. Son of Uri. Thank you, Andrew. He's corrected me already. He's good at that. He's a lot older, yeah. Anyway, awkward. Those two men, God poured out his spirit on them for a very specific task. And it was actually to create things. They were given the gifts and skills of craftsmanship. If you read in Exodus 31, it shows us that Bezalel and Oholiab, who in Connect we've kind of made them sound cooler, we call them Beza and Oho, didn't we, Jake? Jake's at the back and he's nodding away there. They used their creative gifts to create the items that were used to worship God. So that included the Ark of the Covenant, all the stuff that went into the tabernacle, all the garments that the priests would wear. It's incredible to think that God pours out his spirit, not just so that we do all the spiritual stuff, but he also can give us the gifts and resources we need to do the everyday practical things. So if you serve coffee here in church, God might have given you some gifts, and you may not even know you're using them. Maybe he's giving you the gift of patience, of dealing with people who don't like the way you do coffee and tea. Or other areas as well. Creative gifts that we can all use. So, following on from autograph squares, what we're going to do now, and this is something else that we kind of do within the group, because sometimes we can sit there and say, I haven't really got that many gifts and abilities. I've got not, you know, what gifts do I have? What can I bring? And what we actually get the group to do is look at each other. And that can be a bit of a scary thing sometimes. But to actually help other people recognize the gifts and abilities that they may have. And it's interesting because we split into small groups and you go around the group and you say, well, I think I've seen in you this quality or this gift. And it helps them to start ask the question, what has God already given me? And it might be something like an encourager or other things as well. So we're just going to try this out here in here this morning. I'm going to look at some of these. I can't actually read that from up here. Oh, I can read that one. So up there, we've got good at DIY, et cetera, et cetera. So anybody here know somebody else? You can't nominate yourself. I apologize that my daughter signed her own sheet. She takes after her mother. I've just got the look. I'm in trouble. Anyway, there we go. Nothing new. So anybody know anybody that's good at DIY? Trevor Thorpe. Can we put Trevor up in there? Superb. Anybody know anybody that's a teacher? Yes. Your mum. So that's Claire, isn't it? Good. It's going to have Claire in there, okay? Artistic, good at painting or craft? Dave Wiles, we'll have that one. Good computer skills. Dan Thorpe. Graham Whitehead. Graham Whitehead, okay? An encourager. Someone that every time you see them, they just encourage you. Ruth Snailham. Okay. What about a welcomer? Julie Matthews. We can all be welcomers, though. It's just a case of hiya. How are you doing? Good to see you here. So that's Julie in that one. Okay. Good at sport. I'm getting a no. Did somebody shout out Susie? Susie. Susie Billsborough. What sport are you good at, Susie? Swimming-ish, maybe. Okay. Plays a musical instrument. There's a bit of a clue. Who? Dave Sewell, not Dave Thorpe. Now then, men, be very careful with this one. A good cook. Sue Chastney's ringing loud and clear. My wife is a lovely cook. Yeah, I'm probably just getting beans, to be honest. That's only just a snapshot. I believe this room is full of amazing, incredibly gifted people. And I'm talking to you specifically, each and every one of you. And maybe you haven't discovered your gifts yet. Maybe you'd actually like to do the Connect course for yourself. To actually start to discover where you actually belong. Paul, the Apostle Paul, talks about the church as we've heard, being like the body of Christ. That each and every part is important. You don't see them all. You don't see the stewards going out and putting cones at the other side of the road, or the car park stewards who are looking after your car right now. But each and every person has a part to play. You don't see the people who come in the week and fold the welcome leaflet. So you get a nice little tri-folded leaflet. Somebody actually comes in specifically to do that for you. It's something small, but it's still significant. Later on, we're doing something as a response. And Leslie Knowles spent yesterday cutting out 300 cardboard leaves for me. Because she wanted to help. which is just incredible. We may not think we can do something massive, but often the little things are important as well. That as we are part of this church, that we actually learn to love each other, start to be united as one body, so that we can show the rest of the world that church is not irrelevant, that church has a place for each and every person that walks through our doors. That's what's important. But we're going to look at how we respond to that a little bit later on. I'm now going to hand back to Andrew and Lydia. So just to follow on from what we were looking at before, I just want to start by reading something from John 15, which is where Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he says this, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." So we've already been talking about connect. And this morning, if you don't remember anything else about what I say or about this service, is to know that the most important thing we can ever do in our lives is to connect and stay in and with Jesus. That is who we are created to be in relationship with God. God is about relationship. And so that's why as the Connect graduates will be coming up later, the thing we'll be giving them is, that I believe is of great importance, is we'll be giving them a copy of the Bible, a study Bible. Other translations are available, but this one is great for them. Other Connect graduates have come and said they've enjoyed receiving this, opening it up, reading through it, and learning from it, and understanding more about who God is and the plans that he has for them. You see, you and I need to be connected with each other, but most importantly, with God through all that he's done for us through Jesus. Recognizing that we can be part of this body, which is actually part of the bigger body of the Church of Preston, that is part of the bigger body of the Church in the United Kingdom, that as we've already seen today, is part of the church around the world, whether it's in Rwanda or other parts of the world, that where one part is hurting, we hurt with them. If you stub your toe, doesn't it really, really hurt? I stubbed my toe yesterday hoovering up, because that's what I do sometimes. And I actually ran over my toe with the hoover. I think some of the kids were thinking I'd broken an arm or something, because I was like, it really hurts. Something small that we hurt affects the rest of us. Many of you will know that this week we've been praying for a Free Methodist missionary, Phyllis Sauter, who's been out in Nigeria, who was kidnapped on Monday. She's part of our body. And we stand with her. We don't know where she is, but we know God does, and that God can do amazing things, even through the most difficult circumstances. That each and every one of us is needed in this body. Otherwise, we might have a finger missing, or a hand missing, or not be able to fully see what's going on there in the community, because you'll be in places where nobody else from church is. You'll be meeting people who have got issues and needs that are crying out for help. But you're part of this body, and together we can meet those needs. And that's why it's important for us to do connect, to help these young people understand they are part of something bigger. But most importantly, that they make that connection with Jesus. Paul writes to Timothy about about how someone who's young still has a vital role to play. And in 1 Timothy 4, verses 11 and 12, Paul writes this to Timothy. "Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." There's a challenge. that we can actually look to the young people as an example. But also they should be seeing all that already being lived out in each and every one of us. That we should be an example to them. I did youth work for a huge number of years, and the thing that used to frustrate me the most is when people said, oh, you're young people. And I said, they're not mine. They're as much yours as anyone else, because we are part of a body together. So Jesus was saying, if you're going to be one of these branches, if you're going to be part of this thing, then you've got to remain in me and I've got to remain in you. If we're going to bear fruit, if we're going to see all that God has planned for us fulfilled, then we've got to remain in him and stay connected to him. Whether we're 16 or 96, it doesn't matter. We still have to be connected with him and stay connected to Jesus. So this is another interactive part. As you can see, you're probably thinking that the flower team have cut the budget somewhat this year, but that's not the case. This is my interpretation of the vine. It's really hard to find branches that look good. It really is. But in front of them, what we've got is about 12 different sorts. As I was mentioned before, Leslie Knowles spent ages over the last couple of days cutting these out. And I also have to mention that on the back, there's a little sticky pad. And when you peel the back off, it's sticky. Part of your response this morning, as you hear that song we were playing before, We Belong Together, which comes from Toy Story 3, is you might want to come out and peel the back off. And as a response to say, I want to stay connected to Jesus. I want him to help me find my gifts, to know my place in his church. And you might want to come and just take a leaf and stick it on one of the branches. Or for you, it might be for the first time saying, I've never understood that I have to be connected with Jesus. And I want to do that this morning. Accepting that Jesus died for me. Accepting that he rose again so that I can spend the rest of this life and eternity living out all that he created me to be. So as we come and we listen to that music, you might just want to come out, get one of these and stick it on to one of the branches. Make sure that it ends up covered. But as a response, it's saying that, Jesus, I recognize this morning that I am connecting to you and that you are in me. That by his Spirit, he can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. Wherever you're at in your life this morning, Jesus cares. He cared enough to die on the cross for you. That's how much he wants to be involved with you this morning. So we're just going to play the music. I'm going to stick my leaf on somewhere, and then after the music finishes, we'll pray.